Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And we're still talking golf. Here's Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Yes, the European Ryder Cup captain Luke Donald has left the door open to taking charge of the team for a third time at Adair Manor in 2 years' time. Now, he says he hasn't made up his mind for certain, but he's certainly not ruling it out at this stage. On Sunday, he became only the second European captain to win home and away events. Speaking to the BBC yesterday, he says he's open to the idea of winning it 3 years in a row.
Home and away is a different challenge, so obviously I've ticked both those boxes. You know, I'm again very humbled and grateful that some of the players and the fans were charting 2 more years again. Right now I just want to enjoy this one though.
It sounds like you are tempted, though. You're not ruling it out, clearly. You need some time.
I'll never rule it out. You know, everything I do, I sort of sit down and think about it. Again, I'm not going to rush into this decision on a day like today. I just want to enjoy this one.
Yeah, Luke Donald there, hoping, maybe, looking to create his own little piece of history when that event comes to Ireland in 2 years' time. And it might be even more appetising if you consider Tiger Woods seems to be one of the leading figures that has been linked with the American team for that match in 2 years' time in Adair Manor. So let's wait and see. We now know the European celebrations went long into the night, and we're getting a snapshot of some of the hijinks that's been going on social media. President Donald Trump of US President Donald Trump texts Rory McIlroy after the win to congratulate him, and then Rory responded by sending him back a video message with his teammates and the trophy in hand. Here's a flavour of what they had to say.
Are you watching?
Are you watching?
Are you watching?
Are you watching Donald Trump?
Are you watching Donald Trump?
There you go.
How did he take it?
He took it quite well, actually. I'm very impressed with his response, and in a true Trump style, took to social media to comment. Yes, I'm watching. Congratulations. There it was. And just on the subject of the US president, I got a text from a friend this morning. And this is hilarious, actually. A picture of one of the Trump-style baseball hats, you know, the red hats.
Yeah.
Make America Great. Would have the letters M-A-G-A-G. Magaga. Make America Great at Golf Again. Anyway, that's the golf this morning. Everton and West Ham played out a 1-1 draw in the Premier League last night. The Hammers remain second from bottom in the standings. Everton ninth. Nuno Espirito Santo, new West Ham manager, admitted after that the club have a lot of work to do, but he is encouraged by that performance last night. He's only in the job a matter of days following the departure of Graham Potter. More football tonight in the Champions League. Chelsea host Benfica. This game is going to get a lot of attention because Jose Mourinho is the new Benfica manager, and he is back at his former club, and he certainly seemed to enjoy his moment yesterday in front of the media in London again. He says he will always be Chelsea's special one until someone wins more titles than him. He has 3 titles with Chelsea, so he said when someone wins 4, they'll top him. And while he was there, he says that the club is always going to remain in his heart. And in that media room, actually, where the press conferences take place, there's still 3 pictures of Jose hanging there, reminding everyone of the past glories of the club. And he says that he'll always be a blue at heart.
Of course, I will always be a blue. I'm part of their history, and they are part of my history. I helped them to become a bigger Chelsea, and they helped me to become a bigger Jose. When I say I'm not a blue, I hope everybody understands it, that I'm speaking about the job that I have to do, tomorrow. But in relation to these pictures, there are not many clubs that do this, because in many, many clubs, it looks like there is a fear of what happened in the past, and there is a continuous transformation of pictures. Sometimes it looks like they want to delete people that made history in the clubs. I think this show that Chelsea is really a big club, because big clubs are also about principles.
Yeah, looking forward to that one tonight. Tottenham away to Bodo Glimt, and Liverpool are in Turkey for a meeting against Galatasaray. The live game this week on RTE is Arsenal against Olympiacos tomorrow. Coverage on RTE2 and The Player from 7 o'clock. The GA Central Hearings Committee has confirmed fines of €7,500 for both Armagh and Donegal County Boards following some unsavoury scenes after the final whistle at this year's Ulster Final. Both counties will have 3 days to decide if they want to appeal that decision. In rugby, Leinster, who lost their opening game of the new URC season away to Stormers, will be without Jamie Osborne for the meeting against the Bulls this weekend. So Leinster out in South Africa at the moment for these big games. And still some uncertainty around Jordan Larmour. He hurt his foot. A final decision about his availability won't be made until close to the weekend. Connacht will be without their out half Josh Ione and centre Byron Ralston for their game against Scarlets at Dexcom Stadium on Saturday. Both out with concussion injuries. Connacht opened their campaign with the win against Benetton at the weekend. Lainey Sutton finished 8th in her first World Paraathletics Championship final in her 100 metre final event yesterday. And Orla Comerford, who won gold at the weekend, is back in action in New Delhi today in the 200 final. She's out just before noon Irish time. And finally, there's racing today in Cork, and the action there gets underway at 1:45.